Welcome back, everyone. This is Joe Van bringing you episode 2 of The Secret Podcast. So today I bring you the second guest of The Secret Podcast.
Hello.
The identity of said guest is going to be kept a secret until later on, or maybe it'll just never be revealed. Who knows? So, welcome to the podcast. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So first things first, how was your day today?
As you know, I work with a mass amount of children, so it was hectic, to say the least.
True. But, you know, could be better, could be worse kind of thing.
Yeah, no, could definitely be worse.
You could be working as a cashier or something. So it could always be worse, I guess. All right, so I guess that brings me sort of into the first question, even though you sort of already answered it.
Okay.
What is your profession?
I, at the moment, am a day camp counselor, but I work with children in all kinds of areas of my employment. Like, that's my field. I work with children.
Very nice. And are you in a relationship currently?
Yeah.
Oh, very Kaden nice.
And I will be celebrating our 1 year anniversary in September.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So we're about a minute and a half in, and anybody who knows Kaden is going to have a pretty good guess as to who you are.
Kaden could be anybody.
That's true. We could be talking about a Kaden in Seattle or in Zimbabwe or in Tokyo. Yeah. You could be anywhere. Yeah.
The mystery is alive.
Exactly. So next question. And this one could be either super vague or super specific. You can take it anyway. How was your early life?
My early life?
Yeah. Is it just sunshine and rainbows, or is there a lot of crazy tales? Or
as I remember it, like, I had a pretty awesome childhood. I mean, yeah, like, growing up with so many siblings in one house gets crazy, and we fought a lot, but at the heart of it, we all love each other, and I have so many fond memories growing up, just of my family.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you lucked out, for sure, that you weren't raised in a crack house or, you know, in a war.
Or in a neglectful household.
Exactly. We could be, you know.
I could have been raised by a nanny my whole life.
Exactly.
But I was raised by my mother.
You folks. Yeah, very nice. So next question. This one is kind of, this is black and white. The first guest I have tried to, you know, or at least maybe I saw more of a gray area there, mm-hmm. but this is definitely just a black or white question. Are you a working person at heart?
Yes.
For sure? You don't like getting lazy?
No, I love getting lazy, but if I were to not work, for me, when I don't work or I go like periods without working, it's just no good for me. Like, it affects my mental health and makes me just...
Well, you know what they say.
So I like being kept busy.
Yeah.
Although I might complain, I do like being kept busy and I do like working.
Very nice. Yeah. And I was going to say, I don't know why this just came to mind, but there's mm-hmm. a bunch of sayings about that too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for anyone who wants to be lazy, they always say, hey, idle hands is the devil's work, or boredom is the root of all evil and stuff like that.
Sure.
It's, you know, there's so much to do in the world. And plus, when you think of the world in general, how many subjects are there? Like, you got English,
infinite.
Science, math, in those, there are so many different subjects.
Yes.
It's there's so much to know and learn and do.
There's infinite subjects, because a subject within a subject still has a subject of its own.
So many subcategories.
Yeah,
like, you could be a specialist in, like, specifically engineering with, I don't know, like, pools or something.
Or, like,
and you
little,
can still
like,
not know everything about that one subject.
Tools.
Yeah. And
specifically wrenches.
And spend your whole life learning that and still not know everything. There could be some young buck 50 years down the road when you're all old who learned something new that you never knew.
Yeah.
So there's so much to do. So, you know, it's you can never be bored in this world, right? The people who do it are just, you know,
yeah,
they're not looking hard enough.
Yeah. The people who do boredom?
The people who are lazy, who do nothing.
Yeah.
And go, oh, there's nothing to do. It's like,
oh, there's always something.
Go to the library, kid. There's a big world out there. You can learn a lot. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. What do you think about destiny? Is it real? Is it a hoax? Is it a 50-50? Where do you land on the idea?
Okay. So I think that everything you've ever done in your life has led to every specific thing that's ever happened to you ever. So I don't know necessarily that I believe in destiny, but a part of me has always thought that things happen for a reason. Something wouldn't be happening to you if it wasn't meant to be, or if there wasn't a reason for its happening. But here's where I contradict myself, because then I also think, well, people make their own choices. So it's like, well, that happened to them, but that's because they made this choice or this decision that led to that happening.
So there's more freedom involved than just you being on a string.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But so here's what I'll take what you're saying, because
okay.
The layman's term is either everything's random or destiny exists. But then in philosophy, it's called either indeterminism or predeterminism. And I'm going to think you land probably in the middle of just determinism.
I would lean more towards predeterminism.
Yeah, like the concept that everything that has happened was always going to happen. Therefore, mm-hmm. it's like there's never a situation where it wasn't going to happen. And so the reason why you're where you are, exactly where you are, was always like it was destined in a way because of all the past events, right? It's like parents meeting, all that kind of stuff led to this moment right now. So therefore, because of that, this moment is special.
Yeah. For me, okay, something that I think, if we're talking meant to be, and it's cheesy to bring it back to relationships, but growing up, like my boyfriend's cousin, like first cousin, was my very, very best friend growing up my entire life.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Hannah and Keenan are cousins.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So growing up all this time, and we've always had like just that little like barrier between like not, like we were always that close. Yeah. And in high school, like, same friend or same parties, different friend groups. So maybe like,
it was so close.
Yeah.
And so it's, you're trying to say it's like a destiny that you guys didn't meet then, because then it probably wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
But now that you're more grown up, now's the time to meet.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And it was so great when we did meet, because it just, everything just fell into place so perfectly. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's heartwarming. That's
yeah,
besides
it
stuff.
Is.
Yeah. And I was going to say, that's like the same thing with me and my grown girlfriend, right? So many times where we could have met in the past.
That's,
because
yeah,
of how
that's
close.
True. Yeah.
We're, like,
they've always
the living
just
situation
been like
was,
right there. And
yeah.
Then, yeah.
Quite cool. But yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
So, hey, great answer.
Yeah, thanks.
A plus, cool start.
Fantastic.
On to the next question. What do you think about Canadian history? So the
I
last
don't.
Person was confused about it and said, just, I don't follow history. You just got no thoughts on history, Canadian history?
I'm so fascinated with history. When it comes to political history, not so much. For me, it's more of like,
well, then general history, like the natives and,
well,
the settlement.
Well, not even that. It's like some random woman who moved to Canada in like the 1800s from like Ireland and like settled and made her life here. And then one day maybe I move into her home and I'm like, oh, look at all of this history, because this was someone's whole life here.
Personal history.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got,
I don't care much for politics.
Yeah.
I don't like to have an opinion on politics because so many people have such a strong opinion on politics.
Yeah, it's the same as sports. People
for
get
me,
heated.
Yeah.
It's
so hardcore. I don't know. Yeah. Canadian history is interesting insofar as
just knowing what, how we got to where we are, I guess.
Yeah. And I like learning about it on my own. If I think something's interesting, I'll delve into it and find out things that I didn't know before. I am personally super interested in The Crown and...
Oh, yeah, no way.
Yeah, and so...
I hear it's a good show.
Well, not the show, the entire, like...
The actual English history?
Yeah, I mean, we are... Like, Canada is...
We're still owned by the British. Same with Australia.
Yeah, we're under the Crown. We're under the...
So that's like what you mean specifically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every territory that's owned by the Crown.
Yeah, I just love the royal family.
Very nice.
I like...
You should.
I'm very, very interested, yeah, particularly in British royal history.
Yeah.
Not really. Because everything
not
was...
history.
Well, so many things are, like,
because
that we know, yeah, are, like,
we speak
began
English.
With British...
Exactly. What year is it?
Yeah, well, let's. We're not going to talk about slavery because that was also.
They did that, and that sucked.
The,
yeah,
British, but anyway.
True.
I won't.
But that's your extent.
Because,
that's your extent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all stuff. I mean, like, yeah, because for me, it's like it's the acknowledgement of it, and so like I don't know so much of the politics that went into it. I just,
yeah,
know,
it's
like
I don't care that like Sir John A. Macdonald was our first prime minister, like,
and
that's
apparently
great, but
apparently he was a monster. I didn't realize, like,
really?
I didn't find out about this till a year later. He tried to create like a second crusade to murder all the Native Americans. He like,
oh,
wanted,
well,
them wiped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, that was the
like, they're not savages just because they speak a different language, but he thought so.
That's
like, they're
what
less...
white people have done throughout the ages,
same with
forever.
Africa. But instead,
yeah,
of, like, enslaving them, he was like, let's murder them all. So
yeah,
that was
genocide.
A monster. Yeah, genocidal.
Yeah. So, well, but that's
and
also...
And he's on
but,
money.
Well, okay,
so,
well, yeah, because...
It's history. You can't,
yeah,
take it back.
But then that's also, like, one of
no,
the
like,
scary things about Canadian history was for how long and for so long we oppressed the Indigenous people of Canada. Like, we... tried to assimilate them, and this was going on until
in
like
the 60s. I was gonna,
yeah,
say,
it was,
70s,
it,
yeah,
it hasn't
super recent,
yeah. And it's insane that it was going on for that long, and it's super upsetting. And it's sad, I don't know,
yeah. But hey, where, you know, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like almost an abusive relationship where the person, because every person's different, but it's like in the group as a whole, because back then it was the it was literally separated by race, where it's like the white people owned the government. Black people were slaves and Native Americans were the savages. And now it's come to a point where the roles are everyone's equal, or we're at least trying to get there. Because you can have black people and Native people in politics now. Back in the day, that was obviously illegal.
Yeah.
So,
and women.
And women, especially, yeah. I shouldn't say especially, it's all equal.
Yeah.
But so now we come to a point where it's like you look back at history and you go, wow, fuck white people. But
fuck
it's
them.
But yeah, but it's completely different now. Or at least it should be. Obviously, you know,
it is
trouble still exists.
But it's
how do we reconcile?
Perfect.
Exactly.
And
it's like, how can we look back and say, wow, shitty times happened, but we're the ones that are here now, not our past people of power.
Well,
so how do we?
The government didn't even apologize to the Indigenous peoples until fairly recently. I want to say,
was
like,
it Trudeau who did it, or early?
No, it was Stephen Harper.
It was Harper this time.
Yeah, he was the first to like. In
sorry.
Parliament or wherever in,
yeah,
the House of Commons. I don't know. For the record,
let's
I don't know about politics.
Well,
okay.
Sure.
So he was the first prime minister to apologize to the Indigenous people of Canada. And that wasn't until the early 2000s that he made that,
yeah,
apology.
That's rough.
So
that
even though assimilation
in
ceased in like,
the
60s or late 60s,
yeah,
we still had yet to apologize or make a formal, like, formal apology.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
pretty shameful.
Yeah, this is hardcore. But yeah, hey, that's Canadian history for you, right? You shouldn't try and shade it or glorify anything, right? And not shame it either. Try and look at it from, like, some sort of robotic viewpoint where you have no emotions and you go, these people did this, then that, or not even that. What's the right term? Scientific fascination, looking back at history. So the British enslaved these people, and then they did that and that, and then they, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like how What's-His-Face documents nature. It's like if you try and not look back in disgust, that's the best way to do it.
You mean...
Who's that guy? The British guy. David Attenborough.
Sure.
He's an amazing narrator. But the way that he looks at animals is how we should look at past, because we were kind of animals in the past.
Well,
we are. We're biologically, but I'm just saying behavior-wise,
yeah,
we're better now, I think. Not as a whole, but, you know, in bits and pieces,
we've definitely come a long way.
Oh, yeah. We can agree on that. All right, so that ends the segment of Canadian history in this podcast. Next, do you enjoy still art? And what I mean by that is not music or movies, but paintings, etchings, graffiti, any kind of still art, statues.
Yeah, I really like classical art. It speaks to me.
What do you think about modern art, like the statues in Toronto?
I hate modern art.
You don't like the weird little cube triangles that go like this near Union? No.
No.
Oh, snap. It's on record.
Yeah, I don't.
Guest 2 does not enjoy modern art, but you love it.
No, I hate modern art. I hate modern design. Okay, I shouldn't say I hate it. I don't appreciate it, and it doesn't speak to me, and I don't like it. I am a person who... I love things like architecture, art, like paintings, or sculptures that have character, that have...
Well, people would say that modern art does.
Oh, okay. Let me rephrase. I prefer a...
refined, because it's like anybody could draw what Picasso drew.
Okay, but for me, I prefer century homes over modern
open concept.
I prefer like Monet over like over like Jackson Pollock. Because his art style is like splatter paint, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, that's great, but like...
Yeah, I'm going to say it draws the line where it almost stops being art. Or I shouldn't say it draws the line to stop being art, but it's like, if somebody can draw something that looks like a photograph, that's incredible. Like, that blows my mind how people
very much appreciate
paint like that.
Yeah, somebody's
super
ability. Yeah, but I also,
at the same time, you could, like...
I just appreciate, like...
Because art is subjective, so...
Yeah, exactly. Art is so subjective. And that's also, like, the beauty of art. So it's, like...
When my kids
come up to me and they're, like, oh, I don't know what to do, or, like, this looks ugly, and I'm, like, well, that's the beauty of art. It doesn't look ugly. You can do whatever you want, whatever you can, like, conjure up in your mind, put it down on paper or whatever, and it's art. It doesn't have to follow, like, certain guidelines.
Yeah, it could make someone burst into tears, and then you look at it and you're like, what is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But,
you enjoy still art.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Just not modern art. I know I just said that. And, like, my personal preference.
That's your preference.
That's
what I want. I know your preference.
Doesn't speak to me.
Yeah, that's okay. Next question. Do you have a hobby you'd dive into if you had the time, the money, whatever you need to dive into the hobby? Like, is there anything that you think of, whether it's traveling or whatever?
Is traveling really a hobby, though? Because I would love to travel if I had the bank account.
Okay, let's take out travel, because I'm sure everyone would. So, well, what else? Do you have anything specific?
No.
You do everything you love?
Well,
what about, like, reading? If you had all the time in the world, if you could pause time, read a little book.
Yeah, I like reading. I like reading stories. I love stories. If I was capable, I could get into, painting.
Yeah.
Like, Mom's started to kind of do. She started painting.
Yeah.
She has a few paintings.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that I always personally think, or, like, if I had the ability to create music.
But yeah, that's one of those things where it's like,
I mean, I wish I had that God-given gift, but
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, I don't at all. Try.
And I don't think that I have the patience to
learn manually. No, because that's the thing. It's like a talent is a talent.
Yeah.
It comes to you,
but you'll
have to do
something like an instrument. You can learn.
Yeah.
I just don't know
you won't
that.
Bring yourself to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's fine.
So that's where my laziness catches up to me. It's like, well,
you can do tasks that you already know, but if you were to try and learn something new, like playing an instrument, that's just way too far.
Yeah. That being said, I can play the clarinet.
There you go.
But
I can play the sax.
Since high school.
Same. So. There you go. Thanks, high school. At least you tried.
Cheers.
Yeah. All right. Now, this one you kind of already answered, but what is your political view? Are you just dead center?
I lean
like
more towards the Liberal Party than Conservative Party.
Yeah.
However, sometimes it's too liberal.
Yeah, you're not going to be dead left.
No.
You're going to give yourself room
from
the extreme left.
But yes, I'm left wing. I'm not left wing extremist by any means.
Yeah. I'm not going to find you at a protest.
Yes.
You're not an advocate. Because, yeah, that's my thing. I will never be
an
advocate.
And I'm also like, I'm sorry, but there was talk of changing the national anthem from "All Thy Sons Command" to "All Thy, like, Persons Command" or something.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, that's our national anthem. And I'm sorry that you're offended that it's "All Thy Sons Command," but, like, it's...
No, it's tradition. If you were to change something that was instituted, because when was it instituted? When the actual nation was born?
But
when the flag was born.
That's the thing, too. That's another thing. It's like, I do like tradition, and I find kind of like
solace in it.
Yeah. Or it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, don't want to get into politics because somebody who has
an
opposing view of mine is going to get upset and try to
attack you. They'll find out your identity.
I went to my friend's dad's party. I was there with my friend, and her dad had like his friends over,
all friends,
and they were all like drinking.
Yeah,
and we went downstairs and we like had a glass of wine with them.
Yeah.
And I like said something about how like I like voted for the Liberal Party because it benefits like teachers' pension plans and like, and it also benefits OSAP, like it helps me in like my schooling so I can like pay tuition, like thank you. I said that, and all of her dad's rich like white friends started like getting mad at me, saying, "Oh, like I'm stupid, like I should be voting conservative, like statistics
and
stuff about taxes," and I'm like, whoa, like
I'm just telling you what I did already.
I was actually like pretty heated after that because
it's like, why are you telling me that my opinion is wrong, right?
Yeah,
like
they're just getting mad at me talking about
you don't know
who's
doing
well, who's paying for, it's the taxpayers' money, but it's like,
what are you talking about?
I'm
plus
a taxpayer too.
I have a job. It's not illegal. And I was going to say, there's not that I hold this view, but there's this, I don't know if it's a one liner or what you'd call it, or words of wisdom from older people, but they say, the being liberal is the naivety of the youth. And when you grow up, you become conservative because you're a homeowner or taxes or whatever. But yeah, it's like,
well,
because they say being liberal is ideological because you care more about morals.
Yeah.
And then when you get older, you care more about the economy.
Well, I'll still feel that way in 20 years. I care about what I care about. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And plus, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but we're born and raised in a metropolis area, right? We're part of the GTA.
Also, our parents were liberal voters.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
Next question. When did you have a turn in your life? And the first word shouldn't be when, because the first guest I have never had a turn in her life.
Okay.
The example I gave, which hopefully I don't have to give every single time, but for me, I've only had one, and it was when I had my back accident that got me into writing. That was like a dramatic, like a single event that did change your direction or your personality or something. Like, was there a turn in point in your life? Were there many, or was there none?
Is this going to be posted for everyone to hear? Because for me, I think there's two I can think of right now.
You can be vague about it. You're anonymous. I have yet to give you
name. Yeah, but if, like,
Oh, you want to? Well, do I have an idea? I think I might. You can post it. Or I can.
No, I'm saying don't. I just don't want, like, our grandmother to listen to this.
I don't think she will.
Or,
I haven't told them about it.
Well, don't put it on Facebook.
Okay, I'll only put it on Twitter.
Okay, turning points in my life.
Yeah.
But only put it on your blog.
Okay.
Okay. When I lost my virginity and probably last summer, last spring.
No way. There's a big turn.
Yeah. So I can explain the first one in saying that
it was actually super eventful, like it was life-changing. Because for a lot of people...
Not in a good way. No, not
in a good way.
No, not in a good way. It was a terrible experience, and I dealt with a lot of ridicule, and it really, like, hurt me, like...
Wait, who do I have to beat up? What's going on?
No, not from that
okay.
particular person, but, like, others who, like, maybe heard rumors and, like, said things, and that was just a difficult time in my life, and I think that was also a turning point because it made me realize, like, what kind of person I want to be or what kind of person I want to be seen as.
And plus, even the people in your life, maybe, too, where it's like...
Yeah.
People start talking crap, you know, who your true friends are or whatever. Or did that not really happen?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. And it also made me realize, like, how small-minded, like...
Some people are. Oh, yeah.
And, like, especially when they're in, like, groups...
Other
small-minded people.
Yeah, we become monkeys.
Just,
group mentality.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know sociology, but we literally become monkeys.
Well, I'm a psychology major. So.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, and then in that sense. And then by last spring, it was the falling out I had with my old housemates.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember.
Because... Before that, it was always going out with, like, their friends, which was, like, almost every weekend. All they want to do is drink and, like, party and, like, that kind of stuff.
Live that
and,
endless
like,
summer.
Not even live that endless summer, but it gets to a point where it gets old and it's not fun. And I had that falling out with them and, like, stopped being their friends. And then in turn stopped by, like, association, stopped being, like, or going out with, like, that group of people, which extended to like many more people.
Yeah.
What I was left with was such a solid, like good group of friends where we do things that like, I actually enjoy doing. Like I actually enjoy just like staying in and like having like a few drinks and playing card games with like
four close
friends.
Cool.
And
yeah,
that's a good time.
Yeah.
Or like, maybe we'll go out to, like, trivia night, like, once in a while. And then, like, that's a fun time. And we have a few beers. And, like, that's it. And we call it a night. And, like, that was, like, it. And, like, I don't like going out every weekend. Like, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
This past year, it was, like, we'd go out on occasion. And when we did, it's, like, that was, like, okay, like, we went out. And that's, like, got it out of my system. Like, I've been studying for a while.
Yeah,
like, sure, that was fun.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I would so much rather just, like, have, like, those few good friends, like, close to me. And, like, doing things I love doing. Like, going for, like, picnics. Like, just, like, playing. Like, it sounds so, like, childish. But, like, yeah. And, like,
no, but, like, doing anything other than just one specific thing.
Yeah. Because that just got so... old and so tired.
Yeah, and I think the reason why some people stick with it is because you do it in your most formative years, even though you're not legally allowed to. But it's like when you hit high school, when you're like 15 or 16, you start drinking, and so you're developing your friends in that interim as well.
Yeah, so
it becomes just a behavioral thing where it's like that's all they know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you grow up, you got to realize you can't keep doing that. First, your body will just poop out on you, and then second, there are other things to do, like go on picnics or play card games, you know?
Yeah,
so.
And then during that time, I was so much happier. At first, it sucked because of my anxiety. It was at an all-time high, and like,
yeah, and then with that on top of it, muscle signs.
Yeah, it was awful. And then finally it was like the clouds cleared, and like, I've been so much happier this past year than I have been since like my first year of university.
Yeah, so it's big.
Yeah. And like, it just, you never realize it, but it feels to me like it's been such a long time since I've really felt like, you know, like it's kind of like freeing. Like it feels freeing.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy now. And like during that time, like I met like Keenan, and like,
yeah,
everything's just been like
jolly.
And I got to live with my best friend, like finally, like,
yeah,
it was great. It's been, it is great.
Yeah. And it'll keep being
great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like a more mature like person.
Yeah, that's a solid answer right there.
Yeah.
It's a solid answer.
Also, too, since I've, like, really, like, figured out, like, what I want to do with my life, like, I've been, like, striving towards that career goal. So it's,
exactly,
like, everything I do now is, like,
For
my future. Like,
for the goal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go.
Yeah. Life.
You got a good grapple on life right now. Doing good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know.
And then you got to deal with the crazy heroin 27s. You know what they say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good old.
Hit that age.
27.
Yeah, everyone talks about it.
Okay.
You know, they're like terrible twos, you know, crazy 16s, heroin 27s.
Sweet
16. Sweet, yeah, sure. Yeah. Anyway, okay, next question. What do we got here for you? Maybe I'll come back to a couple of these. So first I'll ask, who would you wish to meet, fictional or historical? Like, so not someone who you could possibly meet now, no matter how hard. So it can't be Brad Pitt. It's got to be someone who's dead. It could be recently dead, you know, or someone
okay.
who doesn't actually exist. A caricature.
Just give me a second to think about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Who's going to be?
Okay. So.
Who are you walking in on?
I'm very much into the show Outlander.
Okay. Yeah.
Jamie Fraser.
Okay.
I would love to meet Jamie Fraser.
Is that the name
it's
of the
like
character or the actor?
The name of the character.
Okay.
I don't know the actor's name. So it's a
sure.
fictional character that I want to meet.
Yeah.
The setting is 1700s Scotland.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Ireland or Scotland.
Take
or something.
Me there.
Everyone loves Ireland or
but
Scotland.
It's
so
funny
romantic.
Because this character is like the poster child for like erotic, like romantic fiction that
yeah,
like any,
that would be on every
all
book
middle-aged
cover.
Women like pick up at the grocery store
yeah.
to read, and like the cover
it's
of
funny.
The book is like a shirtless like
God,
man, like his shirt's
yeah.
blowing in the wind, like
yeah, that's hilarious.
But not the book character, because there is a series of books that the show is based off of.
Yeah,
no, the show character. So
yeah.
the physical
that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good answer. Good answer. It's a solid answer. Right there.
Or,
yeah, maybe both.
Or King George the Sixth. Queen Elizabeth the Second's father.
Okay. And when was he around? Because she's so old. I don't know.
He
was
died
he?
In the 50s.
Okay. There are pictures of him.
Uh-huh.
There's photographs.
He's
a cool dude.
He was the one with the stutter. You know, the
oh,
movie,
from
the
King's Speech.
Speech. Yeah,
I haven't
that's
seen it,
the
but
king that the movie is based off of.
Would you want
that
to meet him
first,
looking like that after?
Public, or I guess first like successful public speech that
yeah.
he had to make as king. It was the Christmas yes. speech.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Solid answers.
Yeah.
You and your crown loving ways.
Yeah.
It's either that or poster boys. Okay. Next question. What we got here? What is your favorite franchise / movie? So you could answer both, or if you don't have a favorite franchise, because a lot of people don't. But
like
I thought
film
I put
franchise, not
film
like,
franchise. Yeah,
I can't say McDonald's. Like
food. Well, sure.
No, probably. I have a favorite film and a favorite film franchise.
They
so
can
my,
be completely separate. Yeah.
Yeah, my yeah. favorite movie of all time,
yeah.
unchanging. This has been my favorite film for the past like 4 years since I first watched it, is I, Origins. I think.
Oh, I Origins. Yeah. I saw it, and then Alex saw it, and then you probably saw it. I'm going to think that's the order.
No. I watched it on my own. I just found it on Netflix.
Same.
When it was still on Netflix and watched it.
I think I watched it before Netflix because I knew the director.
I can't. Yeah. I don't know. That movie makes me just like feel things that like I can't describe.
So yeah.
But it also hits home on such a personal level because I'm someone who.
Well, believes in a soulmate.
No, not me. I'm very strong in my own beliefs, but at the same time, I'm like a supporter of like science. Like I'm not ignorant. Like
you're
I
not closed minded.
Understand
at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
And that movie was just the perfect combination of the
exactly.
two.
Exactly.
Right?
So it was the conflict between religion and science, and it was this super religious woman, or not like religious, but like she's super spiritual. Yeah, woman.
Yeah.
And her and a scientist fall in love, and they have completely opposite views on life. And
but they still love each other.
They still love 110%. Each other. But at the end of the movie, like,
well, no spoilers.
It just no spoilers. But the scientist like ends up questioning like everything, right? Because
of this unexplainable.
Yeah, and yeah. So that for me, that movie's always just been like. Incredible. And then favorite franchise is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I've never seen through and through until a few months ago.
For me, I've never done a marathon because it's so long. It's 9 hours.
No, I don't mean through and through. I mean, like, I've never seen each movie completely. Until a couple of months ago. Before that, I've seen, like, bits and pieces of, like.
It's incredible. It's a work of art and it's timeless.
So incredible. The Hobbit, that's another story.
Oh, that's
the worst.
Yeah.
But Lord of the Rings, amazing. Like, amazing. There's hardly any CGI unless it's, like, completely needed.
It's,
like,
it's
incredible.
So well done.
And, like,
story-wise,
actors,
it's so emotional.
Like,
yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I just Sam and Frodo, like.
Oh, man. People
my,
make
okay,
fun. Like, it's
I was
moronic.
Saying, no.
No, that's, it's
I was
true
saying
love
this
on a bro
the
level.
Other day. Like, yeah, it's, there is such thing, by the way, as soulmates. But that doesn't have
that
to be romantic. Yeah, that soulmates can be platonic.
Yeah.
It's just someone that... Anyway, so Sam and Frodo, I was saying this the other day. The part that really always gets me, because we always picture the Shire as, like, this haven, this, like, untouched, like, innocent, like...
Just Eden.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, so Sam and Frodo, they're, like, almost there.
Yeah, no,
they
I know
can't
exactly
quite get there.
Yeah.
And Sam's like, come on... Come on, Frodo, just picture the Freya.
Yeah.
And Frodo's like, I can't picture.
I can't remember the smell of strawberries.
Yeah, oh.
All I see is the
chills.
Eye. I can see it with my working eyes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like.
Chills.
I may not
chills.
Be able to carry the ring, Mr. Frodo. But I can
carry
you. Come on, Tim. Oh,
and
that
then,
literally brings
me
tears.
And then Gandalf just
one
always comes in with the eagle. And they.
Oh, I know. I'm with you. Okay.
Just when you think, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, we got to move on.
Okay.
But it's so good. It is so good. It's amazing. Okay, next. This one's in total collab with the last question. What is your favorite artist/song? Artist being musical artist. Got a favorite artist? Got a favorite song?
My favorite band, I'm probably just going to say it's Sticky Fingers because...
Okay, what band is that? What genre?
They're an Australian band. They're really cool. I'll play you a song because my favorite song by them is Australia Street, which, so I've been listening to them for like about a year now. I don't know. I just really like their sound, but I'm just going through other artists I really appreciate are like Max DeMarco. Beach House is really good. Sarah McLachlan.
Sure. Classic.
Classics, yeah. Yeah. I mean, nice. M83.
Yeah, totally agree.
I'm just kind of going through my music right now.
Well, I asked for your favorite.
Yeah, so I'll just say Sticky Fingers because that's just an easy answer right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find the song
and
for you so I can play you a clip.
Yeah, please a clip.
Okay. Stiffy.
All right, pause it. I don't want to get copyright strike on this. It's probably as much as we can play before they could make an actual claim.
Okay.
But for anyone who wants, I don't know if that's a real thing, but for anyone who wants to check that out, you know where to go. Just rewind.
Just listen to Sticky Fingers.
There you go, Sticky Fingers. It's all stuff. And plus, I was going to say, that's kind of like a time capsule now, because you could look back at this audio clip 5 years in advance and feel completely different, or look back with pure nostalgia and say, you know what, they are still.
Yeah, sure. 5 years ago, my favorite group was One Direction, so
hey, look at that.
Times
changed.
How or why that happened, but I was really,
those boys are dreaming.
Obsessed, yeah. I mean, it was really random.
I'm pretty sure Bo Burnham has a song about that, where it's like the whole musical franchise creates these boys, basically, like in a lab.
Pretty much.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so next question is... Oh, yeah, okay, so this one, it could be dicey for some people. I feel totally comfortable asking you, but some people I might not ask. What is your relationship with violence in your life? And so that could mean in your life personally, and then a post question to that would be, do you enjoy violence as entertainment, whether it's MMA fighting or action movies? Like, do you find John Wick disgusting?
I don't think it's disgusting. I just don't.
You're not into it?
No, not really. I don't watch fighting. I don't like when people fight physically. It's a little bit barbaric and ridiculous. Like,
and you know,
one of the examples I just say, like, I also think it's just something that's so unattractive. And
yes. If
you can fight back, that is definitely something
that's a YouTube playlist that you can look up. I think it's just called revenge porn, because that's a different thing.
Okay.
That's an illegal thing. But something like that, where it's like revenge something, like instant revenge or karma, insta karma or something like that. Where someone could, like, it's filmed on the streets. It could just totally random videos. But
oh,
it's
just like
a crime is committed
and
then instantly stopped because some guy just happens to know kung fu and he just like whacks the person who just like stole a purse.
Yeah.
Stuff like that's great to watch because it's so like morally altruistic.
Yeah,
the person gets theirs.
I think in certain contexts it's okay, but I think when it's...
Otherwise, you don't just want to watch two people be violent.
No.
And in your life, wasn't a lot of violence. Were you beaten?
No.
No.
I mean, my siblings and I would, like, beat each other up, but never, like...
Not in a way where you'd knock them out.
No, not anything like that. But, like, my sister and I, like, if we got in a really big fight, like...
You'd throw.
We'd just, like, shove each other, like, pull each other's hair. Like, me and my, like, younger brother would, like... I don't know. Sibling things.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. Anybody who grew up in a non-ultra-sensitive time knows this.
Yeah. We're lucky. We were born in the
90s. Yeah.
It was the last era.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, well, we're saying that, but that's only because what we hear about are the people who are, like, super safe. But everyone we're not hearing about are living in trailer parks, just knocking each other out right now.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm sure it's still alive.
Like,
well.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, I got you. I feel you. Okay, next question. Would you risk going on an adventure?
Yes.
Why?
Because
if you're given that chance, the call to action.
Here's cheesy, but if you don't, then you'll always wonder, what if?
Yeah, and the perfect example I gave to my first guest. So I'm sure I shouldn't repeat myself so much because it's supposed to be new episodes every time. But, I'll turn into a skipping CD track or something. But, the example I gave was like a joke that I read online where some guy's like, so I'm waiting in the hospital and I see this pamphlet. And I look over and it says, do you want to live forever? And my mind starts racing. I'm like, is it a vampire association? It's like, well, I don't want to live forever, but how could I ignore that call to adventure? So I very secretly go over and flip it over and it says, then give yourself to Jesus. It's like, ah, like, I wanted to be a vampire.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's like for example of like, would you take that call to action?
Yeah.
So yes, the answer is yes. Very nice. Right, next question. This one never reads out well. Never have I ever that you would like to do, and then a never have I ever that you will never do.
Okay.
So the never do is easy. You go never have I ever. Mug someone or something, right? Like.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a baby down a hill. And you have to give your own. And then the never have I ever that I'd like to do, I'm basically just saying, hey, what's your bucket list? Okay. Yeah.
Never have I ever I don't know. Never have I ever
eaten a light bulb.
Yeah, short circuited.
Oh, you never done that? You never stuck a fork in it?
No.
Okay, there you go. Would you like to?
No. Never have I ever been to Ireland.
Nice. Solid. That's yep. Solid, but would like to.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this one. This one always, I feel like it'll be in the minority that I get people answering the latter, but if you had to choose, would you rather live a life of luxury but without love? Or would you choose a life full of love but financially, every day is a struggle?
Let me quote the Beatles on this. All you need is love.
There you go.
So that's sweet. An easy answer for me.
Yeah.
I don't care much. Well, as long as you have love also, then
all of the hardships
you could be the richest. I could be the richest woman in the world.
And it wouldn't matter.
As long as I have love. No, I mean like I'm rich with love.
Yeah, so if anything I'm asking, is it worth losing love to be comfortable?
No.
The answer is no. Life's a struggle. And no, what's that one quote from, I don't even know who, but it was from a song where it's like, life is a game and love is the prize.
I don't know.
It's from a popular top 40 song. Anyway,
I don't know.
Next question. Okay, this one's never, I don't even know, I'm going to cross this out. So you're the last person who's going to get this question.
Okay.
Save your mom or your dad? Like, if there's a burning fire, do you only save one? Who do you save, mommy or daddy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, solid answer. Same. But I'm not going to ask anyone else.
You take that question out of there.
Yeah.
An awful moral dilemma.
I know, I'm not going to do that. I could come up with worse moral dilemmas, like
in the
whole train scenario. You either don't touch the lever and it kills five people, or you pull the lever and then it kills one person. So you just save five lives, but you're now the reason why one person's dead. When before, it wasn't my fault, but five people are dead and you could have stopped it. It's like, do you create an action that saves five lives?
Then you've committed
murder.
Manslaughter.
By doing it. I think that's murder, because that's like,
you go to court. Yeah. So, yep.
No, but not the murder. Social, not the social consequences. No one finds out. Do you pull the lever or do you freeze, even though you know that you should save
kill one life? End one life to save five.
Yeah. So you will act rather than not act.
Well, what if it's five shitty people?
Five babies and one adult.
I would save the babies because they still have so much potential.
There we go, yeah.
And so much to contribute to this world. Okay. Sorry to the adult, but at least you lived.
You had a good run. What were you doing on that train track?
You should know that.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Now I get into the hardcore section. So we don't have that much time left, about 12 minutes. But now it's time to ask for your opinion. And I'm just going to give you words.
Okay.
So what is your opinion on legacy? The idea of legacy.
Some people have a legacy.
No, but like, don't. Like, would you?
Would I?
Do you want to be remembered long after you're dead, or do you not care?
I think I'll be remembered by those who really cared about me, and by those whose lives I've affected directly. And I hope in that sense, it's in a positive way.
You want to leave the world with,
yes.
Like leave it in a better.
So, way. Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your opinion on the paranormal? Are ghosts real? Or are they not real? What is your opinion?
I don't like
the idea of ghosts.
Spirits. I think that's some. Okay. I just don't talk about it.
Okay. We can skip it. That's okay. Fine. What is your opinion on feminism? For it, against it,
okay.
Or no opinion?
I don't label myself as a feminist.
Yeah.
I don't believe. I think it's right that women and men should have equal opportunities in work, in life, in
everything,
anything.
Yeah.
And that goes for not just white women, but women of color, women of all abilities, women of
all religious beliefs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're an immigrant, if you're not, that, I mean, we all deserve equal chances.
Yeah.
And in pay as well, it's ridiculous that women and men can work the exact same job and a woman is paid
77 cents, I believe it is. But
less than that. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
That being said, though, I also think that the same as, I'm not just saying that, oh, women deserve all these rights and it's women solely. No, it's women and men together as equals, not one against the other, right?
Yeah. So yeah, because it's like when I think of myself, because I don't think I said this in the first episode, I've been called a feminist and I won't deny it.
That's another thing. People who say that men can't be feminists because they haven't experienced oppression firsthand, I think that's...
I've experienced oppression by other men.
No,
does that count?
Well,
No, it doesn't count.
I mean, it counts for your own, but it's not...
You can never know what it's like to be another person. I think that's what it boils down to.
So I just think that it's a little ridiculous. I think that men can be feminists and men can be a part of the movement and they can support feminism.
Yes. That's
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It should not be restricted to only women can be feminists, because isn't that, again, contradicting
the point of equality?
Exactly.
And plus, a lot of people, too, say white women are fake feminists because they only care about white female rights.
Oh, that's a little ridiculous.
Everybody, yeah, that's what happens when you get too...
That's also
too
subjective to the individual.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what happens when you get too deep into ideas. You start to separate
exactly.
stuff and everything gets...
Well, then what about like this and
this,
then what
and
about
this.
That? And then, oh, what about this group and that?
Yeah, yeah. So, that's where it gets into extremes where it's not fun to talk to people anymore. But yeah, so I was just going to say, I consider myself an egalitarian, if you know what that term is.
Could you just explain it to me as if you were explaining it to a first grader?
Sure. So an egalitarian... I honestly don't know how to spell it, but it's one of those things where as soon as I start spelling, I would probably do it right.
Sure.
By definition, is one who believes in the equality of not just men and women, but people of all race, of all nationality, of all religious sex.
People.
Sex. Yes. People. But I don't think it includes anything about age. So you could probably still treat a kid like a kid, which you should because they don't know any better. Right, like
no,
parents
you should
be treated
definitely
equal to kids.
Treat somebody
like a human being
as their appropriate age. Like, I'm not going to speak to a 5 year old as if they're
that's
like
when you lose reason, where they're like 25.
Yeah, like come
so,
on.
So, yeah, and so that's why it doesn't say anything about that. But otherwise, everyone is equal.
Well,
no
that's something to consider too, because ageism is a real thing where it's like
people actually treat
somebody
like
who is maybe in their 50s is let go of their job because they're not young enough, and then they let in a 22-year-old fresh out of uni who's got their, like, social media, like, I don't know.
Degree,
do you know
whatever.
What I mean?
Yeah.
There's
so
no, I don't
it exists, so I'm against ageism, but I'm also aware that age does change one's ability to view the world.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't treat 3-year-olds like 20-year-olds, but also don't crap on old people because...
Yeah, just...
They're humans, too. And they're just as capable, you know, what you're going to do. Anyway, next opinion question. What is your opinion on guns?
No.
Great. Same. That's so easy. But we were raised in Canada. If we were raised in America, I'm sure we'd
still
have a different
no.
opinion. You don't know that.
No.
Because it's a cultural
it's right.
thing.
I don't think it's right for hunting. I don't think it's right for defense. I don't think it's right for offense.
Wait, wait. Then
for that matter.
Then to get into the hunting scenario.
No.
Are knives acceptable?
No.
What about
I don't
bows and arrows?
Support hunting.
What about bows and arrows? What if it's to try and drop a population that's
if,
too much?
Okay, this is where...
A humanitarian
hunting,
approach is needed.
Okay, if you
hunting overpopulation
are hunting
species.
For food, that's your only source of food,
yeah.
Then Yes.
Yeah,
but if you're hunting for sport,
yeah, that's what's called hunting for sport's disgusting.
Disgusting.
It yeah, like it honestly shouldn't be allowed. Like there was one argument made where the person was trying to be reasonable about it, where they're like, if you hunt for certain, I forget what it was like. I honestly forget what the argument was, but there was one argument made that was like kind of defensible, but it's like that's such a specific scenario that that does not excuse the 99% of hunting for sports where it's just not acceptable.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah, that's an easy one to hit. What is your opinion on abortion? Are you pro-life?
Personally, that's not something I could ever do, but that's also not something that I could ever judge another woman for doing.
Yeah, so you totally, because I think that's something that I said in the last episode where it was like pro-choice all the way. And then, like, that's what the first guest said. And then I said, but what about someone who is, like, pro-life but only for themselves? And they think everyone else should have pro-abortion. And she's like, oh, then of course. So that's the same thing where it's like you wouldn't do it yourself, but you would not judge someone else if they did it.
No, and I think that
you shouldn't. Right. Yeah, you shouldn't take a right away from someone just because you personally won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's all stuff. And plus, why is it mostly guys making these laws? Trump's like, hey,
right? like
hey, girls who didn't want the child in the first place.
How in any way does this affect you?
Yeah, like, are you going to raise the child then if you're making this pro-life?
Jeez.
If you think it's so special,
like,
then you have to
get
raise
me started.
It. Yeah. What is your opinion on space travel? Do you want it to happen? Do you not care?
Isn't it already happening?
Oh, we're trying, yeah.
We've been to the moon. We've been to Mars.
In the 60s.
Have we been to Mars or have we just...
No, I'm trying to get there.
We just have the robot on Mars.
We get the robot. And SpaceX now, a private company, is trying to get us there.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a venture that...
ought to be taken.
Yeah.
Very good.
Why not?
What is your opinion on tattoos?
I have tattoos, so...
And you're fine with everybody else getting tattoos? And
yeah, whatever. To each their own. It's not my body. I'm not concerned about what you're getting.
What is your opinion on marriage?
It's sacred.
Sacred. It's very beautiful. And everyone should be allowed to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Again, except for the age thing.
Yeah.
I also feel like I should always hit an asterisk with that. Except when it's underage.
Except when
because
you're
in America, And obviously, I'm sure in tons of other underdeveloped countries, but for the fact that America actually allows something like this, in certain states, parents can allow 4-year-olds to marry a 30-year-old.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
So I think that marriage is a sacred thing when it's between two people who are willing and who are in love with each other. Yes, two adults.
Yeah, because that's the big point to hit home with. It's sacred, and what that means is that you ought to be an adult.
Yes.
Because of that fact, yeah. Okay, great. That's a good one. Where are we at? Oh, we're running out of time. I'll ask you one more, and then we'll do a little outro.
Okay.
So, what is your opinion on pronouns? The he, she, they, their, they, them. Where do you find a stance on that?
Confusing, but I think that people should respect other people's pronouns enough to use them.
Yeah.
So, if somebody says, my pronoun is they, refer to them as they.
What the only gripe I have with that, because I do have a bit of a gripe with it, is from a grammatical standpoint. So if someone's trans and asexual, or just in have gender dysphoria in some different way where they don't want to be known as any gender, then we should actually create a word for it because a word doesn't exist. That's why we're using they. We should create a new pronoun, and then I'd totally be down for it. But they is plural, and you're a single human being. So it just kills me on the inside because it's grammatically incorrect. So it's like I am completely for respecting everybody's wish and intent that, like, especially if you know them on a personal level, I would never try and disrespect someone intentionally, right? So, yeah, that's the only gripe I really have with it. And I'm pretty sure I hit on that in the last episode, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all right, so we're inside of the final minute. So holy moly, that just flew by. Guest number 2, would you like to reveal your identity or are you going to keep it a secret?
I'll keep it a secret.
Nice. Secret podcast. Do you have any plugs? Any projects of your own or anything you'd like to promote in any way?
You can follow me on Instagram.
Secret name. All right, well, thanks for coming. It was great having you here. It was a good time,
thank
all
you.
In all.
Yes,
it was dope talking to you.
For having me. and speaking with me today.
All right. Also, in the last 10 seconds, do you have any parting wisdom you would give to the audience?
A friend of mine, before she passed away, once said, "There is nothing you can take out of this world with you other than love."
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. Goodbye, everyone. Adios.